July 14, 1926, how Jesus kept the kingdom of his will prepared in his humanity to give it back to creatures. All divine and human interests are in danger if one does not live in the divine will. I continue my usual fusions in the holy will. Many times my sweet Jesus accompanies me in the repetition of these acts. Other times he stays there, to see whether anything escapes me of all that he has done, both in creation and in redemption. And, all goodness, he makes it present to me, that I may place even just one little I love you, one thank you, one iteration, telling me that it is necessary to recognize to what point his will has extended the boundaries of the kingdom of his volition for love of the creature, that she may go around in this kingdom to enjoy it, and through her love, her possession of it may become more stable. And seeing her always in it, everyone, heaven and earth, may recognize that the kingdom of his will has now delivered its heiress, who loves it and is happy to possess it. Now, while I was feeling sunken in this eternal volition, my always lovable Jesus made himself seen with his heart open, and at each heartbeat of his a ray of light came out, at the tip of which one could see a fiat impressed. And since the beating of the heart is continuous, as one ray would come out another would follow, and then another one, they never stopped coming out. These rays invaded heaven and earth, but all of them carried the fiat impressed on them. And not only his heart, but as he looked, rays would come out of his eyes. As he spoke, as he moved his hands and feet, rays would come out, all of them carrying the supreme fiat as glory and triumph. It was an enchantment to see Jesus, beautiful, all transfused in these rays of light that came out of his adorable person. But what gave him sumptuousness, majesty, magnificence, glory, beauty, was the fiat. Its light eclipsed me, and I would have stayed there for centuries before Jesus, without saying anything to him, if he himself had not broken the silence, telling me, "My daughter, the perfect glory and the complete honor were given to my will by my humanity." It was precisely in my interior, in the center of this heart, that I formed the kingdom of the supreme will. And since man had lost it and there was no hope that he might be able to acquire it, my humanity reacquired it through intimate and unheard of pains, giving it all the honors due to it and the glory that the creature took away from it, so as to give it back to the creature. So, the kingdom of my will was formed inside my humanity, therefore everything that was formed in my humanity and came out of it carried the mark of the fiat. Each one of my thoughts, gazes, breaths, heartbeats, each drop of my blood, everything carried the seal of the fiat of my supreme kingdom. This gave me so much glory and embellished me so much, that heaven and earth remained below and as though obscured before me, because my divine will is superior to everything, and puts everything under itself as its footstool. Now, in the round of the centuries I looked for one to whom to entrust this kingdom, and I have been like a pregnant mother, who agonizes, who suffers because she wants to deliver her baby but cannot do it. Poor mother, how much she suffers, for she cannot enjoy the fruit of her womb. More so, since the existence of this birth, which is mature and does not come out, is always in danger. More than pregnant mother have I been for so many centuries, how much I have suffered. How I have agonized in seeing the interests of my glory in danger, both of creation and of redemption. More so, since I kept this kingdom as though in secret and hidden in my heart, without even the outlet of manifesting it. And this made me agonize even more, because not seeing in the creatures the true dispositions, that I might give this birth from myself, and since they had not taken all the goods contained in the kingdom of redemption, I could not venture to give them the kingdom of my will, which contains greater goods. More so, since the goods of redemption will serve as provision, as antidote, so that on entering the kingdom of my will, they might not repeat a second fall, like that of Adam. So, if not all of these goods had been taken, on the contrary, they have been tampered with and trampled upon, how could this birth, my kingdom, come out from within my humanity? Therefore I contented myself with agonizing, suffering, waiting, more than a mother, so as not to expose this dear birth from myself, my kingdom, to any danger. And so, while agonizing, for I wanted to deliver of it to give it to the creature as gift, and to secure the interest of creation and redemption, which were all in danger, in fact, until man returns unto the kingdom of the Supreme Will, our interests and his will always be in danger, because outside of our will man is always a disorder in our creative work, he is a clashing note that takes the perfect harmony away from the sanctity of our works. I looked at the round of centuries, waiting for my little newborn in the kingdom of my will, placing around her all the goods of redemption for the safety of the kingdom of my will. And more than a suffering mother, who has agonized for so long, I entrust you this birth from myself and the destiny of this, my kingdom. And it is not only my humanity that wants to deliver of this birth that cost me so much, but the whole creation is pregnant with my will, and agonizes because it wants to deliver of it for the creatures, to establish once again the kingdom of their God in the midst of creatures. Therefore creation is like a veil that hides my will, which is like a birth within it. But creatures take the veil and reject the birth present inside of it. The kingdom of my will is the sun, but while they take the effects of the sun which, like veil, conceals my will and the goods it produces, they reject my will, they do not recognize it, nor do they let themselves be dominated by it. So, they take the natural goods present in the sun, but reject the goods of the soul, the kingdom of my will that reigns in the sun and wants to give itself to them. Oh, how my will agonizes in the sun, wanting to give birth from the height of its sphere in order to reign in the midst of creatures. The kingdom of my will is the sky, looking at the creatures with its eyes of light, which are the stars, to see if they want to receive it so that it may reign in their midst. The kingdom of my will is the sea. It makes itself heard with its roaring waves, and its waters hide it like a veil. But man makes use of the sea, he takes its fish, but does not bother about my will, and causes it to agonize, like a birth constrained in the womb of the waters. So, all the elements are pregnant with my will, the wind, the fire, the flower, the whole earth, they are all veils that conceal it. Now, who will give this outlet and relief to my humanity? Who will break these veils of so many created things that conceal it? One who will recognize in all things the bearers of my will, and paying the honors due to it, will let it reign in her soul, giving it dominion and her subjection. Therefore, my daughter, be attentive, give this contentment to your Jesus, who has agonized so much until now to release this birth of my supreme kingdom. And together with me, the whole creation, as a single act, will break the veils and will deposit in you the birth of my will that all things conceal.